Masechet Trumos Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet Zah Truma Tmeah Shenafla Lameah Zah Truma Zahira. Beishame Oyser and Beishilam Atim. A Kohen that had a saw of Truma that had become Tameh, and the Truma Tmeah fell in and got mixed in with 100 saw of Truma Tahira. So the Truma Tmeah had less than 1% of the entire mixture. According to Beishame, the entire mixture becomes Aser. The entire mixture has a din of Truma Tmeah. Even though the Truma Tmeah is less than 1/100 of the mixture, according to Beis Shammai, the Truma Tmeah is not batal. As according to Beis Shammai, Truma that got mixed in with non-Truma would be batal if the Truma is less than 1%. But Truma Tmeah that got mixed in with Truma Tahira is not batal even when the Truma Tmeah is less than 1%. While Beis Hillel is matir, according to Beis Hillel, the saw of Truma Tmeah is batal in the Truma Tahira, since the Truma Tmeah is less than 1% of the mixture. Amar Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel offered the following proof to Beis Shammai. Hayo utahira asur lezar, utmea asur lekwan. Ma tahira oila, av tmea tala. Since Truma Tahira is forbidden to be eaten by zarim, by non-kohanim, and Truma Tmeah similarly is forbidden to be eaten even by kohanim. So just like Truma Tahira is batal if it's less than 1% of the mixture, so too Truma Tmeah should be batal if it's less than 1% of the mixture. A Truma Tmeah should be no different than Truma Tahira. Just like Truma Tahira that got mixed in with non-Truma is batal if it's less than 1%, so too Truma Tmeah that got mixed in with Truma Tahira should also be batal if it's less than 1% of the mixture. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai Lo. Beis Shammai responded to Beis Hillel and said, no, you cannot compare the two cases. In Helu Achulin Akalin Hamutarin Lazarin Et HaTahira Tala Truma Hamura HaAsur Lazarin Et HaTmeh. According to Beis Shammai, you can't compare a case where Truma got mixed in with Chulin to a case where Truma Tmeh got mixed in with Truma Tahira. In the case where Truma got mixed in with Chulin, the Chulin could be Mavatul the Truma because Chulin is Kalin, it's very lenient. Even Zarim, even non-Kohanim could eat Chulin. Which a Truma, which is very stringent, that cannot be eaten by Zarim, only a Kohen could eat Truma. Should it be Mavatul Truma Tmeh? The Truma Tahira should not be Mavatul the Truma Tmeh, because Truma Tahira is very stringent. It can't be eaten by Zarim. So therefore, when Truma Tmeh gets mixed in with Truma Tahira, even with the Truma Tmeh is less than 1% of the mixture, the Truma Tahira should not be Mavatul the Truma Tmeh, since Truma Tahira is very stringent, as it cannot be eaten by Zarim. La'acher shahodu. After Beis Shammai admitted that Beis Hillel was correct, and the Mefarshim explained that Beis Hillel responded back to Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai eventually agreed with Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel's response was the following. If Truma Tahira, which is the Misa Eitzel Zara, meaning to say if non-Kohanim eat Truma Tahira, the Chayat Misa, yet the Truma Tahira would be bottled if it got mixed in with Chulin and it's less than 1% of the mixture. So Truma Tmeh, which is only a Chiyav Aseh for Kohanim, Kohanim that eat a Truma Tmeh would not be Chayat Misa. They would only be over on Aseh. Certainly, the Truma Tmeah should be batal if it gets mixed in with Truma Tahira and it's less than 1% of the mixture. And that response won over Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai eventually agreed with Beis Hillel that Truma Tmeah that gets mixed in with Truma Tahira and it's less than 1% of the mixture would be batal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Teirom Vitisare Vechacham Maimrim Avda Bimiyuta. When Truma Tmeah gets mixed in with Truma Tahira and the Truma Tmeah is batal is less than 1% of the mixture, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to lift out a saw from the mixture, and that saw would be burnt. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, just like when Truma gets mixed in with non-Truma, you have to lift out a saw from the mixture, so too in this case, when Truma Tmeah gets mixed in with Truma Tahira, you have to lift out a saw from the mixture. And Rabbi Eliezer holds the saw that you lift out had the same din as the saw of the Truma Tmeah that got mixed in. So the saw that you lift out has a din of Truma Tmeah, and it must be burnt. There's no reason to lift out a saw from the mixture. The saw of Truma Tmeah that got mixed in with the Truma Tahira is lost because it's minute, meaning to say the Truma Tmeah is batal in the mixture. It's less than 1%. So there's no reason to lift out a saw from the mixture. This is not similar to a case where truma got mixed in with non-truma. In that case, we have to lift out a saw from the mixture, because we know for sure there's a saw of truma in this mixture that belongs to the Kohen. So we have to lift out a saw to give it to the Kohen, since the Kohen owns a saw in this mixture. As opposed to in this case, the truma tmea got mixed in with truma tahara. The entire thing belongs to the Kohen. The Kohen is the one that mixed in the truma tmea with the truma tahara. So there's no reason to lift out a saw from this mixture. Instead, the Kohen would be allowed to eat the entire mixture. Sacha truma tfarakei mishnah hei sa'ah truma shanafla lameh. A saw of truma that fell in and got mixed in with 100 of chulin. And the truma is basal as it's less than 1% of the mixture. And we've said previously that in such a case, you have to lift out one saw from the mixture to give it to the Kohen. And since we know for sure there's one saw of truma in this mixture, which belongs to the Kohen, so you lift out a saw from the mixture and give it to the Kohen. Higbia v'nafla l'makomach. If when you lifted out the saw from the mixture, before you had a chance to give it to the Kohen, that saw got mixed in with some other chula. Rabbi Yezer Oimer midamez kitruma bada. Rabbi Yezer said, the saw that got mixed in with some other chula would be midamez other chula as if that saw was definitely truma. As according to Rabbi Yezer, the saw that you lift out from the mixture had the same din as the truma that fell in. So therefore, when you lift out a saw from this mixture, we look at it as if it's 100% truma, and if it gets mixed in with some other chula, and the saw that fell into the other chulin is more than 1% of the mixture, that mixture would have a din of dimua. The entire mixture would have a din of truma. And since the saw has a din of truma and it got mixed in with some other chulin, the entire mixture would have to be sold to a Kohen, according to Rabbi Yezer. The Chacham said, the saw that you lift out from the mixture and got mixed in with other chulin would only be midameah, the other chulin, according to the percentage of truma in the mixture. And this mixture is less than 1% truma. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, when we take out a saw from the mixture, we would not say that the saw that you lifted out from the mixture had the same din as the truma that fell in. Instead, we would say that the saw that you lifted out has a percentage of truma, the same percentage that you have in the mixture, which is less than 1% truma. So therefore, when you lift out a saw and it gets mixed in with other chulin, we'll only look at that saw as less than 1% truma, and it would only cause the entire mixture to be midamea if there's not enough chula to be mavazo, the less than 1% truma in the saw that fell in.